as we pass the one-year anniversary of the firestorm this week. And North Bay Biz Magazine has been covering it. In fact, that's the focus of the October issue of the magazine. Karen Hart is here. She's the editor of North Bay Biz. Welcome back, Karen.
Thank you, Pat.
I guess it was a no-brainer, no offense, to cover the October firestorm in the October edition of North Bay Biz.
Yes, that's right. I think as we were approaching October, it's just such a time of reflection for everyone, especially in Sonoma County. And whether you were impacted by the fires directly or indirectly, it was an experience that touched thousands of lives.
No question.
The Tubbs Fire was the most destructive to Santa Rosa, which resulted in 24 deaths. It burned 34,000 acres and destroyed 5,300 homes. And the loss left city and county leaders with the most challenging task of their careers, to rebuild our community and neighborhoods.
Yeah.
This, I don't know if people realize this, but it really came down to three individuals. David Gouin, Assistant City Manager and Director of Planning.
Yep.
Keith Woods, North Coast Builder Exchange. And Tennis Wick, Director of Permit Sonoma. And they were told to be bold, get creative, and move forward. And I had the opportunity to sit down and just have a nuts and bolts conversation. Where are we? Where are we going? So it's nice to have Tennis here today. With
Thank
us,
Tennis Wick is with us this morning, and you and I, sir, are long overdue for a lengthy conversation.
Yes, I must say Keith Woods and I met earlier this morning, and he sends his best wishes.
Very good.
Says they obviously chose you because you have a face for radio. Thank you, Mr. Woods.
That sounds like something Keith would say,
right?
By the way. So, Director of the Permit Office, it's hard to imagine what the last year has been like for you. And are we literally just getting started in this process?
I'd say we're doing very well as a community, not just as our agency or the government. But as a community, it's easy to look at the things that are still challenging us. I would remind us that given the severity of this disaster, we've restored 100,000 acres of land. We've protected our primary water source from contamination. We've cleared 5,300 lots.
Yeah.
And we've permitted reconstruction for about a third of the homes.
Is that an accurate number, Tennis? I mean, that a third of the homes that need to be rebuilt are already permitted?
Yes. So if you can go on the Permit Sonoma website and check our performance data, and as of this morning, it's refreshed daily. In the county where we lost 2,000 homes, single-family homes, we've permitted 550 accessory dwelling units, 41, and we have 22 of the 72 bridges lost under reconstruction.
It is very good news 1 year later. It's really, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that you have, as most of our county, city and county leaders have done, is gone to their counterparts who have experienced something like this to try to draw on their experience. And based on those conversations, Tennis, are we in pretty good shape as compared to other areas after this kind of a disaster?
I think so. I've just come back from San Diego County, where they've gone through a series of significant fires over the last decade. They've learned a lot about it. We've been in members of most of our board, I think, has been down there. Another part of my job is serving as plan section chief in emergency operations. So meeting with their very impressive staff. Now, that's a community that's the fifth largest in the United States, and with multiple military installations, so they have a big response compared to ours. The advantage in Sonoma County is, you know, this is still, as Karen and I were saying earlier this morning, this is the biggest small town I've lived in.
Yeah.
And that was a big reason why I think we've seen the progress that we have in this last year.
And let's talk a little bit about the different parts of the county, because obviously, and we understand why Santa Rosa gets the bulk of the interest and publicity by sheer numbers of homes devastated. But we're also talking about Geyserville, and we're also talking about Kenwood and Glen Ellen and Sonoma and the outskirts of other areas too. How is the rebuilding, the permitting going in all of those areas compared to just Santa Rosa proper?
Sure. So in the unincorporated parts of the county, Larkfield Wickiup is probably the most active.
Yes. Looks like it.
Right? It looks great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic to see not only grass popping up, but also trailers popping up on properties where people, and that was a deliberate strategy to do everything we could to get people back on their property, because we thought, I think correctly, that that would increase the likelihood that they would stay in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing stick-built construction going up in Larkfield Estates, Mark West Estates. We're starting to see it out in the larger acreage lots. Though that's going to take more time, because you don't have the same efficiency of scale that builders do down on the flats in the urban service areas.
Interesting what you said about people watching out for their property even before the actual rebuilding begins. Because in my neighborhood in Kenwood, and Treehaven was decimated, and there's one gentleman who has not been able to get going in terms of reconstruction yet. But I'll tell you what, his plot of land is absolutely stunning, because he's there, even though he can't live there right now, he's there, you know, just about every day making sure that whatever weeds are coming up are pulled. And, you know, you take control over what you can take control over, right? So that in reinvestment in property is valuable to us all.
Absolutely. I was in the I was in the Kenwood 10K on the 4th of July. And it was a great opportunity. It's such a beautiful route. And you got to see, especially at my slower pace, the recovery that's going on in each property and the level of stewardship and love that people have for their land.
Yeah.
It's funny how many people have said, how can you permit to let people back onto their properties,
especially in those fire-prone areas? That's the question to you all the time, right?
Right. I get that all the time, and I have to remind people: look, these are our neighbors. They're just like us. The biggest asset they have in their lives is their home.
Yeah.
Not to mention, think about the economic scale of it. Pick a replacement value. $750,000, multiply that by 5,300 homes, and we're talking about nearly a $4 billion purchase.
Yeah.
Not realistic. So, and many of us in California, just like in Sonoma County, live on land that's subject to some hazard that needs to be mitigated, whether it's seismic shaking, a fault line, fire hazard. So
we
the best thing
too.
We can do is just figure out how to live with it the best way we can.
And Karen, I know that you in North Bay Biz's October issue, when you looked at 100 years later, not quite, 1 year later, and talked to these folks about it, that looking toward the future was a big part of it too. And Tennis, I'd like to do that with you, because, you know, because of insurance parameters, et cetera, we expect things to change once again about a year from now, and certainly because that for most people is the cutoff point in terms of insurance companies paying for other dwellings, right. And so a lot of decisions will have to be made between now and then, and even more after that. Where do you see us a year from now?
Keith and I were talking just about that subject this morning. Speaking for the county, there are so many factors that are involved with construction materials, labors, that are market forces that are going to influence the number of units being rebuilt. But given the pace that we're seeing now, and thinking that, you know, Larkfield and Wickiup are the areas where we've seen the first reconstruction, the stuff that's going to be happening in Kenwood and in the more rural parts of the county are probably going to be happening at a slower pace.
Yeah.
All that said, I could see 1,000 units permitted by the end of next year easily. And I think we'll see at least 500 finaled. So we'll be well on our way to getting back to the 2,000 homes in the unincorporated area that were lost.
Yeah. Still a lot of work to do, and there's going to be a lot of ongoing frustration and all of that, even as we try to, you know, take into account what has been able to be achieved so far.
We've had a harder time in seeing the accessory dwelling units replaced. By our count, there may have been as many as 1,000 that were lost in the fire. Again, only 41 re-permitted now. But that has to do mostly with people struggling with the amount of money they're getting from insurance. So if you're underinsured and you're already struggling to build the single-family residence you want, you just don't have money for the accessory dwelling unit.
Well, I think what we should do and just make a commitment to do is have you on once a month during the next year. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, very good. That is Tennis Wick. He is the director of the Sonoma County Permit Office. Karen Hart, the editor of North Bay Biz Magazine. 1 year later is the cover page of that magazine, and Karen will be back in another week or two to talk about what else is in the magazine and what's coming up next month, too.
I'll be here. Thanks,
All right,
Pat.
Very good to have you both.